April 22nd, 1990.
Rabbi.
Good evening, Charlie. In the Haggadah, which we read by the Passover Seder, we were told how a handful of Jews, 70 number, managed to survive on the foreign soil of Egypt in the midst of an overwhelmingly powerful and hostile people. They survived not by imitating their non-Jewish neighbors and trying to hide their identity, but on the contrary, by realizing that they were different, by guarding most zealously and uncompromisingly their identity and spiritual independence. Moreover, not only did they manage to survive in spite of such adverse circumstances, but they multiplied in number and grew strong in spirit, until they received the Torah on Sinai, bringing light to the entire world and accomplishing the purpose of creation. The Haggadah, giving us the story of the first Gaulish exile, contains the secret of Jewish survival in all dispersions and all generations. This lesson should especially be remembered in our own day, when the Gaulish has become so tragically devastating both physically and spiritually. Jews throughout the world are surrounded by a demoralized and hostile society in which basic principles of humanity and justice are trampled upon. A world so confused that darkness is mistaken for light and light for darkness. In this dark gulus, we Jews must take to heart more than ever before the teaching of our Torah, which is the Torah's Chayim, the law of life, that only through the preservation of our identity and spiritual independence, based on the solid foundations of our Torah and mitzvahs, and nurtured through an uncompromising Torah true education of our children, can we ensure the survival of our people spiritually and physically, and grow and prosper. It is only through this truly Jewish way of life that everyone individually and our people as a whole will earn the fulfillment of God's blessing. The blessing of growth and prosperity despite enemies and adverse circumstances, and we shall merit a true and complete redemption speedily in our time. Amen.
Amen.